93.7 Vivid River City's new classic rock that goes you to the Dog and Joe Show. Who would you pay to see in concert as a hologram? And I'm going to do my damnedest to explain for those who may not know what a hologram is. I think everybody has been to Disneyland. And forgive me, but the attraction where you go in, Dana, do you know? What, Joe, do you know? What is that attraction where you walk into the house and the little girl comes down and she's a hologram? What is that called?
Oh.
Dana, do you know what that's called? Oh, there you are. There, sorry, Dana. What is it?
It's at Disneyland?
It's at Disneyland. And you go into the castle and the little princess comes out and she's a hologram about a foot tall. And she looks real, but you can see that she's a hologram.
I haven't been to Disneyland in forever.
It's been so long for me as well. I mean, it's been 5 years. It was before Digger was born.
They're just digitally re-enhanced light forms of people.
They look real.
They look real.
Yeah, they do look real. I mean, as real as you can look for a digitally enhanced light form.
So who would you pay to see in concert as a hologram? Because there's been a lot of talk about this, and I guess last year in Germany it debuted a hologram of the late Ronnie James Dio. So what they're going to do now, because it was such a smash last year, they're going to set out on tour. It's going to be a European tour. You can see it in theaters. And the band who played with Dio is going to go out with Dio. And you're going to see Dio on stage, on screen, but in hologram form because RJD no longer here.
God, that to me, that is crazy. The only way I can assimilate that to my thinking process... For the band to go out with him, too, because Tupac's done it.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson's done it.
Yeah.
But to do it with a lead singer for a band and have the bandmates go, it'd be like if one of us passed away.
That would be you.
We were going to do the show, and you sat in here and did the show with a hologram version of the other person, and their voice was coming out of it. Imagine how hard that must be for the band members.
See, you always screw up the analogies. It would be nothing like that because they're taking performances they've already done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were going to sing...
Well, how's the band going to play along then?
Well, the band's just going to be out there live, either band syncing, or they're going to take the music track away and just sync it up with RJD.
So it's a previous concert?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a previous concert. That's how. It's the only way they can take the footage of Dio and sync it up with...
I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to make him sing stuff that was never performed. That would be impossible.
That's just crazy to me.
Yeah, so, I mean, if we were going to do the show together, it would be stuff that we've already done. If one of us died, it'd be you that would be dead.
That'd still be weird.
Like, well, yeah,
doing
weird.
A previous show with your partner as a hologram? I mean, that is bizarroid.
It is bizarroid. So, who would you want to see in a hologram form? Who would you pay to see in concert? 766-9370. Think about it. And would you pay to see these shows just like any other show?
Oh, as much money?
Yeah, would you lay down that kind of cash? Mm. Because it doesn't say this here, but I hope RJD's widow gets the money. Hopefully a lot of the proceeds go back to the estate of Ronnie James Dio because it is still his caricature. It is still him and his property.
I'm sure it does.
And I know it's not cheap, but think about it. 766-9370, who would you want to see? Or what would you want to see in hologram form if you'd even do it? Because I don't know. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I would. There's a couple bands or people I'd like to see, but I don't know how much I'd pay. 766-9370. We'll come back after Zeppelin on the river.